Slovenes have been debating state funding for abortions after a government minister suggested that funding should be stopped as part of a plan to lift birth rates. Well, the suggestion has cost the Labour minister, Janez Drobnic, his job, but the debate goes on. Slovenes, it seems, are very attached to the idea of easy access to abortion. Radio Slovenia International's Ksenija Samardzija-Matul reports.
The opposition parties blasted the latest strategy of the Labour Ministry to increase the birth rate, in particular the proposal to tighten abortion policy. Such a position interferes with acquired rights and runs contrary to the constitution, the Liberal Democrats LDS said. The LDS also points out that Article 55 of the constitution says that everyone shall be free to decide whether to bear children. According to a poll, this idea is supported by the majority of citizens. Roughly 80% of respondents said that abortion was a woman's right to decide over her own body, while only 14% believed that abortion is an inadmissible intervention into the life of a human being. My colleague Chris Verry spoke to Dr. Vojko Flis, the former president of the Ethical and Medical Committee in Slovenia, about the ethical problems of Drobnic's suggestion.
The experience in Slovenia has shown that when there is an open access to abortion and simultaneously, what is very important, very different strategies are applied, then the rate of abortion will decline steeply. And then that situation we have seen till now in Slovenia. But behind all this discussion, although ailments it may sound ridiculously in 21st century, we have to respect the women as their personality. So we cannot go into this question with much conflict, with great hard talk and so on. And we don't like in Slovenia to get in a past in such archaic society as was, for example, Ceausescu's Romania, when abortion was forbidden.
In most societies, the medical profession has to make choices between life and death. Indeed, the quality of life or even the cost of treatment becomes part of that argument. Why is abortion so different?
It is not different, but it tackles a very complex and, delicate field of human feelings, human emotions. And women may have, and they had in this discussion in Slovenia, which we have had in at the present time, they may have the feeling that this is an attack, an open attack to their personality. And they may have a feeling that they should take care of their children, they should take care of pregnancy, but they have nothing to say about abortion. And that's the problem. So in part of these complex questions are feelings and emotions of women. Is the question, do we respect them as persons or do we not? And all society is feeling it would be a step back when we put restrictions to women when we are talking about abortion.
Dr. Vojko Flis, a former president of the Medical Ethics Committee in Slovenia, ending that report from Radio Slovenia International.